Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I am your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 13, Software Distribution with Lifeboat. Today, my guest is Dan Jamieson. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I appreciate your time to be able to come on and talk to us about software distribution. And I think that a lot of people might say, what's software distribution? I just download the file, right? And I reached out to you because in Veeam's interest, we lucked out and we were named as Partner of the Year for Lifeboat as in terms of your international software distribution for virtualization and other technology. And that was a big deal for us and a big deal for you guys. But I saw this as an opportunity to really explain to people what is software distribution, because honestly, myself, I don't even really know what it is. So can you explain to me kind of, you know, big picture, what is software distribution?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rick. I first of all, I think I would like to make the distinction within the context of Lifeboat as we're related to software distribution. First of all, Lifeboat, we are a value-added distributor. We're a specialty distributor, international in scope, and in contrast to a broadline distributor, Lifeboat, we're very focused, and our value proposition revolves around software. We distribute purely software, and we try to back that up with extraordinary customer service day in and day out to our partners. Simply put, with what we do, it's really a two-pronged approach from a software distribution perspective. What we do from what we do on the vendor side, the software publisher side, is we help our software publisher partners build their solution provider networks within the IT channel. And then on the other hand, with our reseller partners, we provide our reseller partners with opportunities that help them build profitable product and services businesses. So we do that, and we put that again, we relate it to our value proposition, which is a strong focus on software, and we're a customer service oriented company, and that's our primary differentiator, what makes us unique.
Okay, so like in the case of Veeam, or you know, a lot of virtualization ecosystem tools, you know, things that, you know, people bundle on with virtualization stuff. So, you know, if I'm Joe Customer, I'm working with a VAR in my region, you know, I get that local service for, you know, maybe professional services and helping me identify what product I need to get, stuff like that. You are actually the software distribution mechanism for, you know, things like Veeam and other software to get to the VAR from Veeam. Is that a good way of putting it also?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the distinction again is, if you are that reseller out there and you call into Lifeboat, what we do here is, you know, we're not just going to, if you have a question, a technical question or a pre-sales consultative advice type question, we're going to work hard to answer those questions. We're not just going to give you a price and a SKU and tell you to call the manufacturer. From our point of view, you know, we want to be a true extension of the vendors we represent. So when somebody calls into Lifeboat, we want them to feel like they're calling Veeam. You know, we really represent Veeam out into the channel to our reseller partners. And you know, you mentioned earlier as relates to Veeam, Veeam and Lifeboat match up so well together because your tools match up real well with our value proposition. You know, you have the four key vendor elements when it relates to how we look at distribution. First of all, Veeam has excellent technology. You know, you've got extraordinary technology. The second element, you have the ability for resellers to make some money so they can see real opportunity in distributing Veeam's products throughout the channel. And the third element is you have a clean channel with no conflict. You guys really work well and diligently at keeping that channel flowing smoothly and effectively. And then the fourth element is, you know, you create primary demand real well at that end user level, because Lifeboat, you know, we engage with resellers every day, and we can do a real fine job, and we do a great job at inculcating opportunity, you know, getting the resellers loaded for bear to get get that product and support that product and invest in going out in that product. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the end user community clamoring to get the product, it's just not going to fly. So Veeam hits all the four key vendor elements for us. And I think also what makes us real successful together is that we have a similar type, people, you know, the Lifeboat and the Veeam people. We work real well together. Our guys, match up real well with the, you know, the Veeam cams and the ISRs and the channel managers out there. There's a real great coordination of effort there and communication, and we have a lot of things in common in that regard. So that's what helps us be successful together.
Well, you're way too nice, Dan. And honestly, just to all the listeners out there, I did not put Dan up to say that. That's his own words. I did not, you know, take him to a nice dinner or anything like that. Now, Dan,
you can still do that though.
Okay,
if you want.
Okay. So Dan, your title is Vice President and General Manager. So that, you know, you're pretty high up there. So, you know, you probably manage a lot of different relationships besides Veeam. I mean, in terms of numbers, how many different, software publishers does Lifeboat engage with?
That's a great question. I'm in my 20th year. I'm enjoying my 20th year with Lifeboat, and right now we're working with over 250 software vendors worldwide. Right now about 30 of those are our core vendors, of which Veeam is a premier member of that core group. The reason why we have so many vendors really worldwide is that it goes back historically for Lifeboat. We've always been a strong sourcing agent in the channel, and we've always had a specialty in building relationships and building partnerships with software companies to distribute throughout the world. So that's why we have so many vendor opportunities out there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I know that the virtualization in industry or technology community is really unique. I mean, it's very well defined as far as people are being involved in the community and people are passionate about the community. I mean, you see other areas of technology like storage, you know, on the hard goods side where people get involved, but they also get very kind of, you know, passionate and you know, competitive and all that type of stuff. But virtualization community is really, I'm happy to be in this segment of technology because it's really dynamic right now. There's a lot of good things going on, and it's got the right tools for what people need in technology right now. I can't think of anything that I'd rather be in, and I think your customers in terms of the VARs are realizing that because, you know, at least in our case, you know, our software or at least our relationship was Partner of the Year. So, you know, there's probably, reasons why. And what actually merits Partner of the Year? Actually, I don't even know. Is that simply a dollars number, or is that, likes on Facebook, or, you know, how is that calculated?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. There's a couple of things. It's really a combination of, for Partner of the Year, obviously, you know, we've had an explosive, trajectory of growth together. But also with our Partner of the Year really, is awarded to the partner that is really hitting all cylinders of our business together, you know, as a partnership. With Veeam, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we're not only doing great numbers together, but we're also growing out the opportunities we're representing throughout the channel. We're working together from a marketing standpoint. We're working together on all cylinders of the business, and I think that's what ties into Partner of the Year. It's not just simply a numbers
sure.
Award.
Sure.
And I agree with you too. You know, you talked about, Rick, about how exciting virtualization is, and I know for us being in virtualization, gosh, going back I think about almost 12 years ago, you know, we were named VMware's first ever distributor out there, and over the years we forged 25 plus third party tool vendors within the virtualization space. So it's really been an explosive trajectory space for us, and I agree with you. I think it's still really when I look at Veeam and what Veeam's doing and what Lifeboat's doing and what we're doing together, I think we're just getting started together. I think there's a whole lot more to accomplish. I'm excited about it. I'm optimistic. I think it's probably within the 20 years I've been working in the industry, it's the most exciting thing I've seen happen, and I'm really proud and honored to be a part of it.
You know what I always tell people is, you're never done with virtualization, you know?
Right.
You know, there's never a time that you're like, okay, now what? All right, I don't know anybody doing that. So, I mean, okay, you can knock out a scope of work, and like on the VAR side, you know, like professional services engagements, that's pretty common. But, you know, to the end customer, to Joe administrator, to Joe customer, I'm like, okay, now I've done this, and, you know, we've then enabled our environment to do more. Okay, so that means that our business will want to do more, and that might mean more servers, might mean more software, might mean more availability for the infrastructure and the solutions that we have. So, you know, there's always a knife that needs sharpening in the kitchen is a good way to put it, I guess. So, you know, I've been poking around Lifeboat, you know, a little bit before we've been talking, but I think that, you know, understanding that flow is pretty important because, you know, Veeam's in the business of making software, okay?
Right.
VARs are in the business of, you know, getting customers what they need, be it hard goods, soft goods, or professional services, and bridging that gap. I think there's a lot of business, okay, that goes in between, right? It's not simply okay, here's my PO, and, you know, there's a lot of business side of purchasing software and managing terms of contracts and terms of services and, you know, engagement rules. And honestly, probably both ends don't want to connect the dots. So if in terms of distribution, in Veeam's case, if I remember correctly, you're one of two in the U.S. for commercial accounts, and then we have a separate arrangement for, I believe, our federal government. But, you know, a big channel of our effort is really limited to, you know, those selected endpoints, and that way we can focus on our products a little bit more specifically rather than, you know, the business side of selling software, I guess is a simple way to put it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, for us, what we do for you folks is we help you scale. We garner you that penetration and exposure across the wheelhouse of our reseller partner community. And also, to your point, which is well made, we take the onus of all of the transactional stuff, whether it be the risk on the finance side, the AR side, all the transactional stuff, all that stuff, we take it off of you folks so you can do what you do best, which is create extraordinary products and figure out ways that you want to, you know, your business vision to drive them into the channel as effectively as possibly. And then our job on that side, once you determine that, and this is another thing that Veeam and Lifeboat do real well together, we communicate and understand, you know, from Lifeboat's perspective, we need to align ourselves with Veeam's business vision within the channel. So we do that, and then we drive it as effectively and strongly as we can to hit our everywhere that we can possibly hit. And that's another thing we do real well together.
Well, that's twice you said extraordinary, and I'll say it again. I did not put you up to saying that. So, one of the things, you know, like I said, the software distribution thing might be a little bit new to people. So, you know, it's a good way, I think, you know, as a software customer, you know, the virtualization tool customer, you know, you might want to just kind of keep abreast of what's going on in that space. And a good way to do that is Lifeboat's Twitter feed, which is at LifeboatVAD, V-A-D, value-added distributor. So if you want to keep up on Lifeboat, you can follow them on Twitter. Because I've poked around here. They've got all kinds of good stuff, everything from what's going on with your software publisher clients. I see, you know, Veeam has a tweet plug in there. There's some stuff about events. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff about what's going on. From really, you know, you guys are kind of like a hub of the software ecosystem. So I think, you know, it's a good Twitter feed to put on your list so that you could see what's going on from their interests, from their clients, both directions. So that'll be a good thing to kind of keep on there. Now, Dan, about the software distribution. Now, you guys don't actually... I've always wondered this myself, and I probably could have found out ahead of time, but you guys don't manage, like, the licensing, do you? Or is that Veeam or whoever your clients are? Do they manage the software licenses?
No, actually, we do that, you know, and that's another one of the value adds that we offer to our partners. You know, our reps are, you know, I mentioned earlier, They're really knowledgeable about the products that we distribute, but they're also very adept at all aspects of technical software sales, including licensing options, you know. We also have, which we've developed internally here, our IT team has developed our own unique licensing key stocking and allocation system. So you know, for us, we're about response, being a customer service-oriented company, so we can get keys out to customers real rapidly in that regard. So that's a real strength, and it's a real forte of the Lifeboat team, licensing.
Gotcha, because, you know, the VAR, the person dealing with the customer, of course, everything needs to be happening now, right? So anything you can do to, you know, keep that supply chain, that ecosystem moving, that would be value, I guess, to the customer. That's great. Well, hey, I want to change up a little bit. I've got a gimmick in my podcast, Dan, and what I mean by that, it is I'm going to ask you three questions, and, you know, I don't know a lot about your background, so I don't know exactly what you're going to answer. So I'm going to ask you three, you know, questions. I mean, you've been involved in technology at different levels for a while, it sounds like. So, you know, in your past, be it your work experience or otherwise in your past, what's the most interesting technology story or anything that you can share with us?
You know, I have to go back to it. I alluded to it earlier, but I think it is the onset of the virtualization movement and the explosive trajectory it's had for over a decade now, for close to 12 years. It's just really been compelling. We were proud and honored to be at it from its genesis, really. You know, partnering initially with VMware, and now, as I had mentioned, forging those partnerships over the years with companies like Veeam has really been one of the most rewarding and stimulating things that I've done in business to date. So that's been, the virtualization has by far been the most interesting and stimulating thing that I've participated in.
How about right now? What's the most interesting or the most challenging thing you're dealing with right now in, you know, your experiences?
That's a great question. I think probably the most interesting and challenging thing going on right now is, you know, looking at the cloud and the, you know, all of the everything that's going on with the cloud, with MSP, with SaaS, with SaaS, and really discerning in a real world sense, where does a value add distributor, a specialty distributor like Lifeboat, really play a valuable role, and where do we fit? And, you know, we really pride ourselves on customizing our partnerships with our vendor partners and our reseller partners. And we want to make sure that as this morphs and develops, we're really continuing to offer the hallmarks that which have made us what we've become, you know, which is that value add where you're building the strong relationships, you're customizing the strong relationships, you're delivering that benefit and value to the customer. So I think for us that's the key thing, because you know, we're from a perspective of scope, we're not a billion-dollar broadline distributor. We're a specialty distributor, so we have to be real thoughtful about the things that we do in a reconnaissance sense, you know. And I think for us, it's sometimes we just need to separate the signal from the noise, which is not always easy to do when it comes to the cloud. So that's probably the most challenging thing going on for us right now.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and that's right now, because if I am Joe Customer and if I'm considering the cloud, I need a way to buy it, okay? Mm-hmm. And you, as the VAD, you need to already have a framework in place, really, regardless of if people take it or leave it, okay? So a lot of people kind of look at the cloud as, you know, that when I ask people this question, that's frequently the future answer, okay? But in your situation, that needs to be now. You need to have deliverable solutions, you know. You need to have all the terms in alignment from both ends, you know, from the providers to the VARs or whoever. So, yeah, it's an interesting perspective on it, because, you know, you have to be kind of first in line to be able to make the transaction. You know, outside of that, the solution can't really exist.
You're right. And also, too, while doing that, we have to be able to, again, sustain and expand our intrinsic value and what makes us unique and different from the other guys. You know, I mean, that's one of the many things I love about our company. We genuinely are a relationship driven company, and we genuinely customize our partnerships. So that's a challenge, and I'm optimistic, and I'm very confident we'll meet it. And it's just another interesting thing. It's what makes our industry so great. There's always new stuff happening and stimulating development. So it's good stuff.
Absolutely. In the future, what do you see as your biggest challenge or opportunity in the future in the software distribution space?
You know, I think it ties into what we just talked about a little bit, but it also, I think, ties into I think one of the continual challenge within distribution is the, you know, the dials getting turned on margins, you know, the devolving of margins. There's a lot of consolidation that goes on, attrition. So I think probably the challenge from a basic standpoint is making sure that we're going to our strengths and placing our bets where they're going to have the most return on investment. I think one of the things that we try to do here is, you know, it's always important to decide who you want to work with, but I think it's just as important, probably even more important, to decide who you don't want to work with. So what we try to do is pretty much instill a strong discipline in focusing and concentrating on the partners and the relationships that are going to bring us both the most mutually profitable return on investment. So, and then that ties into what we strive for. You know, again, as a value-added distributor, especially distributor international in scope, we simply just want to be, you know, the most trusted and respected provider out there in the IT channel. And that's our simple goal, and we work hard at it day in and day out here.
Awesome. Well, hey, Dan, let's wrap it up. And then Lifeboat is at lifeboatdistribution.com. I mean, check it out.
Yep.
And if anybody on the podcast has any questions, you can send me an email to podcast@veeam.com. I'm Rick Vanover, and Dan, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, it was a pleasure, Rick. It was great talking to you.
Okay, cheers.